Hungary's ruling coalition pledged today to stand by embattled Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány, one day after riots marred the 50th anniversary of the anti-Soviet uprising. Last month, a recording of the Prime Minister's admission he lied during the April election campaign led to a firestorm of protest. Demonstrators have staged daily rallies outside Parliament amidst the worst violence in Hungary since the fall of communism in 1989. The Bishop of Szeged in Hungary, László Kisrigo, spoke with us about the challenges facing the country as Hungarians struggle to emerge from the present crisis.
In the last 15 years in Hungary, the difficulty we are facing is that many, and this is due to the damage done to society during the communist years, many now, with the arrival of real freedom, have thought at the beginning that earthly paradise would come immediately, just by freedom itself, without any work, task to be carried out or any difficulties to be faced. And when they realize that freedom in itself is not a definite thing with which you don't have to do anything else, then many were thinking that perhaps those years during the Gulag communism were better. So they have lost faith in democracy. And now when they realize that democracy itself can be lived in a wrong way, they tend to lose interest. The church, I think, has to point out that one has a responsibility for the whole of the society. And we Christians, I think, have to stand for eternal values and point out that values are more important than interests.